morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, July 9th. You'll be interested to know, 148 years ago today, in 1877, the inaugural Wimbledon Championships commenced in London, England. This historic event marked the beginning of the world's oldest and most prestigious tennis tournament, setting the stage for generations of athletes to showcase their talents on the esteemed grass courts. The Wimbledon Championships have since become a symbol of excellence and tradition in the sport of tennis, inspiring countless individuals worldwide. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 74 degrees, with 4 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog, and a good chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, clearing a bit later, with a cloudy high near 77 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect continued chances of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, a low of 67 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 11:15 with a low tide at 5. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain and thunderstorms Thursday with cloudy skies and a high near 74. Friday and Saturday will be partly sunny with highs in the 70s and 80s. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 68 to 69. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, in a significant funding controversy, Governor Maura Healey, Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, and other Massachusetts leaders have criticized the Trump administration for withholding over $100 million in public school funding. This funding, already allocated by Congress, supports essential programs such as summer and after-school initiatives, mental health services, and supplies. Healey emphasized that the delay harms children and educators, stating, "Every day that goes by without this education funding hurts children, educators, communities, and our economy." School districts, like New Bedford Public Schools, fear program shutdowns without this crucial financial support. Now on to sports. In a tough matchup, the Seattle Mariners fell to the New York Yankees with a score of 10-3 on July 8th, but Cal Raleigh made history by hitting his 36th home run of the season. This impressive feat allowed Raleigh to surpass the legendary Ken Griffey Jr., who had hit 35 home runs before the All-Star break in 1998. Raleigh is now closing in on Barry Bonds' record of 39 home runs before the 2001 All-Star break. The record for most home runs by a catcher in a full season is 48, accomplished by Salvador Perez in 2021. In local sports, in top news, passengers departing from select U.S. airports may soon be able to leave their shoes on during security checks, regardless of whether they have TSA PreCheck access. The Transportation Security Administration is reportedly phasing out its long-standing requirement for most travelers to remove their shoes, although the agency has not officially confirmed this change. Since August 2006, shoes have been removed to enhance security against explosive threats, a policy stemming from a failed terror plot involving the shoe bomber. Travelers should await official guidance regarding this significant potential shift in security procedures. In business news, in a significant shift, United States imports of antimony oxides from Thailand and Mexico have surged following China's export ban. Since December, at least one Chinese-owned company has played a key role in this transshipment of minerals, which includes antimony, a critical material used in batteries and electronics. U.S. customs data reveal that imports reached 3,834 metric tons in just 5 months, surpassing totals from the previous 3 years combined. Experts indicate that while these workarounds are profitable, they come with risks as China intensifies its crackdown on such practices, citing national security concerns. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to about $108,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just under $2,600. And XRP is up 2% to $2.30. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A unicorn startup, Dexterity, is making waves in the robotics industry with a valuation of $1.7 billion. Based in California, Dexterity focuses on creating superhumanoids, large industrial robots designed to handle physically demanding tasks. Founder and chief executive Samir Menon emphasizes that their goal is to amplify human capabilities, not replace workers. With partnerships including FedEx and Sumitomo Corporation, Dexterity is gearing up for an initial public offering in the United States. Market analysts predict that by the year 2050, the humanoid market could exceed $5 trillion, with over 1 billion robots in use. And in entertainment news, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a new Superman movie, and the first reviews are in. James Gunn launches the new DC Universe with this blockbuster featuring David Corenswet as the iconic superhero. Critics are praising Corenswet's performance and his chemistry with co-star Rachel Brosnahan, who portrays Lois Lane. The film boasts a vibrant, comic book-inspired plot, but some worry it may feel overcrowded with characters and ideas. Questions abound, such as whether it does justice to the character and if it successfully kicks off the new cinematic universe. Superman flies into theaters on July 11th, 2025. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Eric Butterworth. And he said, "Don't go through life, grow through life." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.